not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I think it looks a little breezy out there today, but nice day. I was wearing short sleeve shirt right off the bat this morning. Let's check out some temperatures. 70 degrees in Mangum, Oklahoma. That's the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma right now. 68 at Hollis, 61 at Arnett, 59 at Boise City, 60 at Beaver, 64 at the May Ranch, 60 at Lahoma. Where else are we going? Let's go to Camargo, 63 degrees. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 59 degrees. Lipscomb, 59 at Miami, 67 at Wellington, and 70 degrees at Odell. First things first. I want to give a big shout out to a young lady down there in Kiowa County. She's actually from Hobart, capital of Kiowa County. Lacey Tolley. I hope I said her last name. Tolley. It's got to be it. Congratulations. She is the 2026 Oklahoma Hereford Association Queen. She will proudly represent the Oklahoma Hereford Association this year, sharing her passion for the Hereford breed and supporting the association at events and shows. Congratulations, Lacey. We can't wait to watch you shine, is what her Facebook post shows. She's a beautiful young lady and standing next to big old Hereford heifer, looks like. So congratulations, Lacey. And hopefully she was probably crowned that at the Cattlemen's Congress, but hopefully she'll be around up there maybe this later this week. When I'm up there do my show from the Cattlemen's Congress Friday, got the bullpens of three showing, the Angus Association bull sales going on, I believe, at 2 o'clock. Lots of good stuff going on up there this week. Check out their schedules. Just Google Cattlemen's Congress. And they got a schedule link there just to check out. So if you're up there, there's lots of shows going on. I was talking to Bray Haven yesterday, and he said it's crazy. So it's a good thing. Also, I was listening to Jared's newscast there, and I wanted to help you guys out a little bit with some burn bans, because the burn bans have changed in the state of Oklahoma. Harmon County, you are now under a burn ban. So is Grady County, McLean County, and over in eastern Oklahoma, a high school in Choctaw County. Only one affecting my listening area out here is probably Grady County and Harmon County as of right now. In the Texas Panhandle, a lot. There's a lot of counties in the state of Texas under a burn ban right now. Lipscomb, Hippel, Wheeler, Roberts, Donnelly and Childress, and small print, I can't figure it out. You guys are under a burn ban. There, Collinsworth, Gray, Carson, Hutchinson, and what else there? Sherman, yeah, you're not under, but the majority of Texas Panhandle and a lot of counties right in there around Odell and in that area, Childress, you are definitely under a burn ban. So I just want to update you guys. Just Google Texas burn ban. Oklahoma burn ban is on the Mezzanet site on your phone, on your app, if you want to check that out. So Harmon County, you are now under a burn ban. If a lot of people don't know that, that changed from last week. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, and I have one already added on today. if you want to me to advertise you're needing some hay or you're selling some hay, 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. I got a really nice one added today with some really good alfalfa, premium alfalfa, actually. That was added today, so we'll go over that coming up later. But I'm going to go ahead and take a early Stockman's Vet Clinic break because Brandon's going to be back today, and I want to make sure we get ton of time for Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. We'll be right back after this Stockman's Clinic Vet break. Vet Clinic break. How's that?
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves! For your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 5th. 2,648 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 613 brought 425. 6 at 652 brought 412.50. 10 at 714 brought 366. 9 at 779 brought 360. 4 head of heifers at 459 brought 426, at 528 brought 425, 12 at 595 brought 365, 16 at 671 brought 357.50, 19 at 726 brought 330, 10 at 779 brought 327.50, 20 at 817 brought 332.50. Butcher cows were 80 to 169, butcher bulls 124 to 200, bred cows 1225 to 3350, pairs brought 3000 to 3650. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart's grain market update real quick. Let me make sure it's updated there. There we go. March wheat out of Kansas City up 4 3/4 at 518. Chicago wheat March, 513 up 3/4. Corn, March, 446 up 2. May is up 1 3/4 at 453. Soybeans, January, 1051 up 4. Soybean oil, January, 49.43 down 4. Soybean meal, January, 295.80 up 90 cents, I guess. And let's see here. Check out some livestock real quick. Still on the green. February lives, 236.12 up 1/4. April, 236.82. Yeah, up, not 1/4. Yes. February was up 1/4. April's up 2 cents. Feeders for January, 361.12 up 215. March is 357.87 up 230. Lean hogs for April up 37 cents at 91.87. Well, on the phone with me right now is my phone's been blowing up for 2 weeks. When are you going to get Brandon back on? Well, here he is. Hey, also, this is no joke. I've had probably 4 or 5 people in the last month, especially our last two conversations we had on the show, have you stepped your game up with some of the responses. And there's some people that want you to run for Congress. I'm not laughing.
We went from governor to Congress, huh?
Yeah, U.S. representative is what I heard.
Well, if I do that, who's going to take care of these cell barns, Jimmy? I mean, I just.
Your daughter's getting ready to graduate. She's got time now.
Yeah. And you know what she told me?
What?
She said, "Dad, I really love the cell barn deal, and I want to be a part of it. And someday I may want to take over one of them, but not right now."
Well, she's no fun.
Yeah. She said, "If I took over one of them right now, everybody would think you just handed it to me, and I need to make something on my own before I start trying to, you know, having to deal with people thinking you just handed something to me."
Oh, well, I wouldn't have thought that. I mean, a lot of other people would might have, but I don't know. It'd be all right. She's ready. Give it to her. Oh, well, man, all I can say is you opening back up yesterday. You come in with not a few fireworks. You come in with a truckload of artillery to open back up yesterday.
Wow, what a way to start the year.
Said, I was, I told you before we come on live, I went back into, because I think last August, September, and October were our hot months last year. And mm-hmm. I looked at, because October was probably the hottest, and I looked and I compared, and it didn't blow it out of the water, but it beat it.
Yes, sir. Yep.
That, yep. I mean, 10 steers out of Elk City just to start it off with, weighing 524, brought 495.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just all good. 55 head out of Strong City, weighing 681, almost brought $4. And mm-hmm. then was it? Oh, here's the best one, I think. Out of Sentinel, you had 180 head. I mean, they were all good, and I'm not picking and choosing here, but when you bring 180 head weighing 852 into the cell barn, and they basically bring $350 per 100 weight, it don't get much better.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing day. Big head count, considerably bigger run. I'm about 400 or 500 head more than we was expecting yesterday. They really rolled in here Sunday afternoon and yesterday and kept us on our toes, kept us busy. But the crew had a good crew and worked their tails off and we was done with the 2,300 and some calves and yearlings by 6:30 and then had 300 and over 300 cows, which, you know, big cow number for here. Totally done with the sale, everything done by 9:30. It was a good day. Good crew worked their tails off and got it done. And the market inside was just outstanding throughout the day, from little calves to big yearlings and butcher cow and bull deal good. The old bred cow deal was good. It was just good across the board. Lots of enthusiasm. I hope this continues. I mean, and it could. I mean, we could see this thing get better yet. Of course, like to get a little moisture. I mean, if you could put that in the forecast for us somewhere.
I've tried. and then somebody keeps telling me to do a rain dance naked, and that ain't happening. That's just not going to happen. There's too many drones flying around. I'm not worried about my neighbors. I'm worried about them drones.
Hey, whatever it takes. I mean, you know, whatever it takes. If that gets us rain, I mean, you know.
I guess I could try it, but I'm not going to tell anybody what I'm doing. But there's what was your favorite pick yesterday, if you had one?
My favorite pick of
one of those sales coming through the ring yesterday, I know stood out in your head somewhere.
It would probably be the one you already mentioned, you know, the three loads together in one group of from Sentinel, the 180 head deal. That was probably the thing that stood out the most to me. But it was hard to pick just one. But that was probably the one that stood out the most was that 180 head draft.
Right, and then I'm trying to do my math here. 2,946 times 332. Yeah, those nine weights brought over 3,100. That's pretty, mm-hmm. pretty darn good.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of cattle headed north out of here yesterday. A lot of cattle headed west also, but had a good even covering them feeder cattle and feedlot ready cattle. You know, I always probably half and half that. The ones that headed north and the ones that headed west, but it was that's a good thing when you got that many different buyers in here sending them several different directions. That's what you like and what you hope for every week, and it sure showed up yesterday.
I got you. Well, before we talk anything about what's coming to Western Oklahoma next Monday, let's back up and come back to elk. And I bet, are you booking them?
Oh yeah. Good run lining up for Friday. I'm sure we'll probably be over 600 cows the way it's looking right now. I've got several nice sets of anywhere from 40 to 100 head groups of wean calves and yearlings. Anywhere from 60 day wean to 120, 180 day wean cattle. Load and a half of seven weight steers coming. About 50 some long winged, really fancy yearlings coming from Leedy. Got a load of seven weight heifers coming from down at Memphis. So we got a good run lining up. Got some really good calves. Got some really nice cattle coming from Allison. Some 60 day winged calves coming from over there in Allison, Texas. So it's we'll have a good run, really nice run Friday. I don't think we'll have as many as we had yesterday, but sure looking at probably 600 cows and probably 1,000 calves and yearlings anyway, just the way it looks so far.
It's good. Yeah, I was talking to my neighbor south of the river there, and I guess he called in yesterday, get his name on the board. He's bringing it in because he called me last week, wanted to know if they had you was going to have your sale on the second. I said, no, next week. I called him this morning to inform him a little bit about that report you sent me. So he was bringing them in hot.
Yep. Yes, sir.
It's good. So what are you thinking on this market? Is it just, are we just being normal now? It's supply and demand. We're back to normal. Government just needs to keep their mouth shut and just keep things shut. And there's been a couple of cases of New World screwworm mentioned already since the new year started. Border's going to keep closed. I hear people responding. They just need to keep it closed, but do we need those Mexican cattle or do we not? What's your opinion?
You know, do we need them? No. I mean, you know, we can, in all reality, you know, if this country, you know, if people just get off their tails and go to work, we could be totally, completely self-sufficient, wouldn't need anything from anybody.
Correct. I agree.
You know, but that being said, everybody likes cheaper. And, you know, the only way you're really going to get cheaper, be able to get cheaper products is if you import them. And that doesn't matter. I mean, that doesn't matter if we're talking about toys. It doesn't matter if we're talking about computers. It doesn't matter if we're talking about beef. It doesn't matter if we're talking about grain, vegetables, whatever. You know, you can get a cheaper quality product for a cheaper price, even with the hauling and the freight and the tariffs and, you know, everything added in, you can get a cheaper quality product from other countries. It don't matter what it is. So, you know, it's a tool, you know, to keep prices down, to keep it from getting too exorbitant, you know, try to keep the consumers happy. I mean, you know, and ultimately, you know, like it or not, whether you agree with it or whether you don't, ultimately it goes back to politicians trying to keep both voters happy. And, you know, you and I have talked about it before. There is a whole lot more voters that are consumers than are producers.
Correct.
And so, you know, it's the government, the politicians, the elites, whatever, however you want to word it, you know, they are best served by, you know, keeping the consumers happy with cheaper product. And so you know, in answer to your question, do we need it? Absolutely not. We can be a totally and completely self-sufficient nation. If we didn't want to, we wouldn't have to import anything from anybody. We got everything we need in the 50 states that we've got, everything that we could possibly need or want, we can make or produce ourselves.
Yep.
But that, you know,
it ain't happening.
That's totally unrealistic.
Yeah, I mean, it's not happening.
It's not going to happen because, you know, if we did, you know, it would be of higher quality but more expensive product.
Yes.
You know, our labor's higher. I mean, you know, if people go to work in this country and you know, I don't, what I think our current minimum wage is $7.75 an hour, I think, if I remember correctly. I don't know anybody that's getting paid $7.75 an hour. I mean, you know, it's everybody is considerably over that just to keep any kind of a help. It's a lot more than that to keep people on the payroll, keep them working week in, week out. And you still got people that are, you know, that are sitting around not doing anything, don't want to do anything. You know, if they can't make $20, $30, $40 an hour sitting behind a computer screen, they're just not going to do anything. You know, so you know, that's the bad thing about it. You know, the cure for people sitting around doing nothing, being homeless, you know, panhandling and all that is, you know, it's twofold. Is, you know, people quit handing them money and the government quit handing them money.
Oh yeah, when you pull up to an intersection in Oklahoma City, and there's a panhandler or a homeless person sitting there smoking a cigarette and got an I-15 mm-hmm. phone there, I know better.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. And that's what, you know, and unfortunately, you know, and you know, the thing that's aggravating me, I mean, I know, I fully understand that there are people that have legitimate problems and they do need some help. There's
yes.
There's no doubt about that. You know, when you've got veterans out there homeless that aren't being taken care of, and you got illegal aliens running around with iPhones and free health care, we got a problem.
Yes.
And
yes.
We have most definitely got a problem, and I don't know how much. I think we're close. I think there's a possibility that
that the American public is getting fed up enough that that maybe these politicians realize, hey, I might need to change. We might need to change where we're spending money here, you know, because this constant throwing money towards people that have come across the border illegally and you know, and leaving the veterans out there on the streets. I mean, there's an issue there, and it needs to be addressed. And you know, and I am not against immigration in any way, shape, or form, but do it the right way. I mean, yeah. You know, that is so frustrating to me. You know, when there's an avenue to happen, there's an avenue for it to go about for you to be able to do it, whether it be work visas or whatever. And, you know, and so many of them are bypassing the laws, the way to do it, the proper way of doing it. They're bypassing it. And people are excusing it, saying that, well, we got to have them. Well, maybe so. You know, we need workers in this country, but we don't. I mean, how fair is that to the ones that are doing it right? You know, they're basically paying just like all the rest of us, and they're paying taxes. We're paying for all the ones that are skipping the line and not going about it the right way. So, you know, it's terribly frustrating, and I don't know exactly what the answer is, but I know there needs to be some major changes made on where we're handing money, you know, and handing it to those people that are sneaking across borders, you know, in subsidies or free phones or free health care, free college, all this stuff.
How about daycare in Minnesota?
Yeah.
I think that caught up with them. Well, see, this is
that's what's in the forefront right now. That's what's on the, you know, that's what everybody's seeing on their social media posts and their X platforms and everything is all about that stuff. But it's, you know, there's a whole lot more corruption than just what's going on in Minnesota. I mean, in my opinion, they're using Minnesota to distract us from another thing that's really going on. That there's some major corruption happening, you know,
I've heard that.
There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, there's a lot of corruption that's being rooted out. But you know, we've got 3 years left with this current administration. I don't think there's any hope that he's going to get it all rooted out in 3 more years.
but I bet he's going to get down there.
Waking up. Yeah, maybe the people are waking up and, you know, and going to change the way they vote a little bit. Congress needs to get on the stick you know, our elections need to have integrity, and they do not have. I mean, we're getting more evidence all the time of the 2020 election of stuff that happened that's coming out, that, you know, things that happened that were not kosher, that were not right. And, you know, we need to, that needs to get fixed first and foremost. I mean, you know, like somebody said before, you know, I've heard it said a lot of times, you know, you got to show your ID, to cash a check or do this, that, and the other. Why in the world wouldn't you have to show your driver's license or something when you walk in to vote, or when you mail in a vote? There's got to be some way to keep that election integrity, and Congress needs to get off their butt and do something about that. And you know, us as the public need to be rattling some cages, ringing some phones, and saying, hey, we want this. We do not want any more stolen or even questionable elections. You know, when we get done at the end of the night, we need to know who got elected, and we don't need to go to bed at 10 o'clock thinking you know, one person's way ahead, and then all of a sudden this big huge spike happened at 2 a.m. while we're all asleep, and nobody can really quite understand why.
See, this is why you need to run for Congress. Have you heard what you've been saying the last 10 minutes? So I've recorded all this. So I'm going to start Elect Brandon Hickey campaign with a few bits and pieces off this deal.
I thought you told me here a while back, somebody from the Sentinel area was going to announce their upcoming election. I sure, I, you know, I, that, he got a lot more experience. I sure don't want to get in his way.
he's worried about his 2026 cotton crop right now. No, and then plus, I don't know that they could filter him.
Well, you know, to be right honest, that may—I mean, we may be to the point that we need something a little unfiltered. I mean, that, you know, it may be time to get somebody that just kind of speaks their mind. And we kind of got that in the president's office right now. And
oh, yeah.
Every now and then he says some stuff that, you know, you wish that you really kind of wish that he hadn't it, or you wish he'd have thought that through a little bit more than before he just blurted it out. You know, especially when he's taking cuts at individuals and whatnot. But you know, as far as policy and how people feel, I mean, I think uncensored is how a lot of the people, especially, you know, a lot of the people that I know. I mean, I don't have a huge circle, but, you know, Western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, I think there's a lot of people that would really like to have a very uncensored talk with all of Congress, you know, one at a time in a little small room. That you know, there's a lot of people I know that would really, really like to have a very uncensored
yep.
conversation with some of with every one of the senators, every one of the congressmen. I think they'd be happy to do that if they thought it would get their attention and make them change some of the stuff of what they're doing.
Yeah, it's just like one of the listeners just sent a message in. It takes an act of Congress just to get a Social Security card. Illegals get them for free.
Yeah,
that's a true statement.
Yeah.
Well, one last thing that I learned at your last sale last year, from one of your top shelf. See, I look at your buyers in there sitting in the bleachers,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like a bar. You got your bottom shelf, middle tier, and then up there at the top, we'll call them top shelves.
You better watch it now.
so those heifers that sold, that was phenomenal. I'm glad that guy down there by Retrop was one that sold them, because he did good. I bet that's the best he's ever sold cattle. But so Mr. Deal, the older one. I asked what kind of cattle they were, and so there was some coming in the sale ring there, and he said, "You see those ones there, those mottled face with the white face with the black around their eyes?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "That's what we call super mottleds. They bring top dollar."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure he was trying to be serious with me. But I thought, I'm just going to save this for the show and ask Brandon if there's any truth behind the ones where you get some black, white faces in there and they got some dark black rings around their eyes. They bring more money and they're qualified as supermodelies.
Well, I have actually not heard the term supermodelies, but I have had the term super baldies.
Yeah.
So, that is a thing.
So, but then I threw him off of his game when there was some red white faces come in there and had some dark red rings around their eyes and their white face.
Right.
And I said, "Does that count too?" And I couldn't get an answer.
No, I somehow or other, like they have a lot of other things that the blacks kind of got a corner on that. You know, certified Angus beef, fat cab program, and the super baldies, and there's two or three other names that they seem to have a corner on that the reds didn't the red crosses didn't seem to get a hold of that. But you know, like a lot of things, like the CAB program and everything, it's really good marketing. You know, on the part of the Angus Association, they have some superb marketers there that do a really good job and have been for many, many years. You know, a time or two, such good marketing that it was almost a little bit to their detriment, because there was some time there when that CAB program first got started, there was a lot of Angus herd bulls sold into the end of the country that really shot up in Angus steers. But such a good job of marketing that everybody all of a sudden wanted a black Angus bull, and there might have been a few, not a lot, but there sure was probably a few that might have should have been Angus steers and not never put on a herd of cows. But you know that when you do a really good job of marketing, that's what happens sometimes. But those calves are still eligible for the CAB program, whether they were really good or not. They had the required Angus genetics. So
that's all, yeah, man. That was a nice set of heifers he sold through there that day.
He got rewarded for it all the way through. I mean, the big end of the black mots brought a huge premium, but the 6 weights black mots did as well, and then the reds right behind them, they brought a good premium too. I mean, he got replacement heifer price for every heifer he sold that day. I don't know, I think there was 70 or 80 of them things, and I think the only thing he didn't get a replacement heifer price was, I think there was one set of one little 4, 5, 6 head group of 470 weight heifers that would have been just stalker price, but all of the 6 and 7 weight heifers, whether they was the red baldies or the black baldies, got a really nice premium for them.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm getting some replies. This I don't know if this has a lot to do with you. It says, please do the naked rain dance. It's getting dry. before we go, I gotta let you go because I got a lot of hay to sell today on Hay Day Tuesday. What's coming up at Western Oklahoma Monday? Do you know anything?
Got several yearlings already lined up coming for Monday again. Got a nice set coming from Weatherford. Got a nice set coming from Tologa. It should be pretty good. You know, the fact that we've already got about 4 consignments usually pretty bodes pretty well for, you know, being another pretty good size run next week. So I think we'll have. I don't really think we'll have as many as we had this week, but I wasn't thinking we'd have that many this week. So, yeah. But I think we'll have a really nice run, and like I say, already got 3 or 4 sets of long wing calves and yearlings already on the list coming next week. So we'll be good sized again, and hopefully this market will just keep rocking and rolling, and it should. If we don't have any weird thing happen, this thing should keep going. The only thing that could make everything better than what it is right now is just a big, nice, good general area rain.
Well, we'll find out when I get naked. I appreciate you coming on today. And I was going to say I would see you Friday, but I'm going to be at Cattlemen's Congress Friday doing my show up there, so I won't see you. So hope you have a good sale Friday.
All right. Sounds good, Jimmy. Good to talk to you.
All right. You too. Let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mixed 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI AgriTech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Slap out America. Northwestern Oklahoma right there as you go into the panhandle of Oklahoma. Here's your ag weather update. 63 degrees, dew point's 22, humidity's 20. The winds are out of the northwest at 6 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 48 degrees. Sunset at 5:40. Mostly sunny and 64 today, 37 tonight, 68, mostly cloudy tomorrow. Hopefully we get some rain coming in tomorrow. I think the last thing I looked at, we had like out here in central western Oklahoma, we had like a 47% chance of rain tomorrow night. That's the last I seen here. I got a few minutes here before I need to take a break. And let me see if I can get this thing zoomed in here. All right, just so you guys know, here we go. Winter is on pace for the driest on record here in Oklahoma. In northwestern Oklahoma, where did you go? Where did you go? Northeast, north central. I don't know where it went. Panhandle is, this is the 10th driest winter on record. You've had 0.08 tenths of inch of rain. Depart from normal is only about 7/10 of rain, but 0.01 back in 2017 and 18 was the driest one on record. I'm trying to figure out where the northwest went, but I guess I just, anyway, west central Oklahoma, out here where I'm at, this is the third driest winter on record with 0.03 inches of rain. That's 1 3/10 departure from normal. 0.01 back in 1976 and 1977 was the driest on record. Southwestern Oklahoma, 9th driest on record. 0.20 inches of rain so far. That little shower that come through there last week's what got it. 0.05 back in the same year. No, actually a year later, 1977 and 78, you had 0.05 of an inch of rain. The wettest was in 1991 and 1992, 5.3 inches. There you go. Statewide, it's the first driest. It's in first place. This is the driest winter overall through the whole state, not just area, but overall through the whole state. Average rainfall, 0.13 inches of rain, and the driest, it smoked it. The driest was 1955 and 56, with a little over a quarter inch of rain for December 1st through January 5th. There you go. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back. Get your pen and pencil ready. And if you need some hay or you have some for sale, 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if you're a farmer and need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? American Hose and Supply, 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123. 303-1123.
Why wouldn't you?
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every dollar you save for retirement has a silent partner, and it's your crazy Uncle Sam. He's waiting with his hand out, ready to take a chunk of your IRA, your 401k, and even your Social Security if you're not careful. But here's the truth. You can fight back. With the right strategy, you can keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket and out of Washington's. At Advanced Financial Strategies, we specialize in family wealth management, helping families in Western Oklahoma cut down on future tax bills, maximize income, and keep control of their financial future. Don't wait for the IRS to decide how much of your retirement you get to keep. Call me, Briley Baca, a certified financial planner professional here in Clinton, at 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com. Advanced Financial Strategies, your money, your future, your choice.
We did the Veterans Monument in Oklahoma City. At the time we did it, they didn't want any names on it. They were just doing the different wars in bronze panels on granite. 20 years later, they decide they want all the veterans' names on the back of the monument. Well, there's no way to engrave it, so they wanted to put bronze names on there. And we said, you can't. That won't work well. They ended up finding someone that would put the bronze names on there, and then they started kind of popping off and everything. So then they called us to go in and see how we could clad it and get the names on it after the fact. So there's just things that come up in the granite industry where you have to investigate and figure out how to fix it or create it. Some things you just won't do, but, you know, there's projects that are nice out there that not everybody will have a hand in, you know, will want to have a hand.
Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Mangum, Oklahoma. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 72 degrees, 23 dew points, 16 humidity. The winds are out of the north at 12 with wind gust up to 18 currently. Let's see here. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees, 541 sunset, 71 mostly sunny today, 39 tonight. partly cloudy tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and 73 degrees. How about that? I have to share this with you off the Fowler Agency text line. It says, it's getting so dry, I'd take a hailstorm just so it could melt. That was a good. I'm there with you. I would too. All right, got your pencil and pen ready? Let's start out with my newest one. Big square bales of premium alfalfa in the barn. Test on him, got his test back. He shot me a text yesterday, 22%. Delivery available. Mangum, Oklahoma, $200 a ton. 580-706-1432. Big square bales of premium alfalfa. Test it, 22%. Delivery's available, $200 a ton. It is in the barn, 580-706-1432. 706-1432. That sounds like some really, really good alfalfa. Soybean hay, untested, $50 a bale, loading available. Caldwell, Kansas, 620-854-4168. Soybean hay, untested, $50 a bale. Loading is available, 620-854-4168. Caldwell, Kansas. I got 150 bales of two-year-old blue stem hay for sale. $25 a bale north of Texola. 580-497-7248. 150 bales, two-year-old blue stem for sale. $25 a bale. 580-497-7248. Then we have 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale. Loading available by Carter, 580-729-0356. 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale. Loading's available, 580-729-0356. I bet they'll make a deal if you buy a bunch of that. Cow hay, blue stem and native mix, 5.5 foot bales, $45 a bale. 580-660-1306. Blue stem native grass mix, 5.5 foot bales, 580-660-1306. All right, let's go back here another page. And then what do we got here? We have 150 bales of number one quality hay grazer, 1,200 pound bales, tested for nitrates, $75 a bale. 11 to 1,200 pound bales of horse quality teff grass. Loading's available. I think there's 20 bales of that available. Loading's available plus delivery is also available. Elk City Retrop area, 580-821-2355. Got 100 bales of Milo hay, $50 a bale. It has good grain in it. Now we're down Hobart, 580-530-1032. Milo hay, $50 a bale at Hobart, 580-530-1032. And we got 80 bales of fertilized lovegrass out by Allison, Texas, $60 a bale. Deliveries available, 580-449-1192. 80 bales of fertilized lovegrass hay, $60 a bale. Delivery available, 580-449-1192. And then we got 230 bales of premium fertilized good rye hay, Carter, Oklahoma, $70 a bale. Ken Hall, 580-821-4816. 230 bales of really good rye hay around Carter, $70 a bale. 580-821-4816. How about that? Quick notes here. Big Elk TV basketball return. returns. Starts today, actually. January 6th, the Anadarko comes to Elk City for a home doubleheader. Elkettes tip off at 6:30. Big Elks fall at 8 p.m. Elk City also heads to the Weatherford tournament later this week. The Elkettes and Big Elks will play Thursday through Saturday, January 8th and 10th, with games still to be announced. Coverage will be available on Big Elk TV. Lots going on with the smaller schools. Tonight, Paragon TV basketball coverage, 6 p.m., Merritt versus Navajo. 6:30, Beaver at Leedy, Arapahoe Butler at Sweetwater, Boys Only, Sentinel at Cheyenne Raiden, that ought to be a good one, and Canute at Arnett. At 7:30, Navajo at Merritt, 8 o'clock, Sentinel at Cheyenne Raiden, Canute at Arnett, and Beaver at Leedy. And that's all on ParagonTV.com. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Notice how I baited Brandon into being a politician. Just kidding. See you guys tomorrow. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma.